Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is the Supreme Court's final day of the term, and the justices will hand down a critical decision this morning on whether former President Donald Trump has immunity from actions related to the January 6th riot. President Biden's family gathered at Camp David over the weekend, urging him to stay in the presidential race and keep fighting despite last week's dismal debate performance. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Biden's campaign team making it clear that the president will not step aside, telling allies in a memo obtained by ABC News that Biden got off to a slow start, but then drew a sharp contrast with Trump on the issues that matter most to voters, and arguing to supporters that if Biden were to drop out now, it would lead to weeks of chaos, internal food fighting, and a highway to losing to Donald Trump. Some of Biden's top allies insisting one bad night will not derail his campaign.
Hurricane Beryl has re-strengthened into an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane in the Caribbean. Maximum sustained winds 130 miles an hour. This is ABC News. North Korea firing two ballistic missiles this morning.
This comes just 2 days after South Korea, the U.S., and Japan finished their trilateral drills in the region. North Korea strongly denounced the joint drill through a statement on Sunday, accusing it of hindering security on the Korean Peninsula. Monday's test fire was a second attempt in 1 week, following the failed launch last Wednesday. South Korean military immediately detected and surveilled the missiles and is analyzing details, according to Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff. Hak-young, Kate Lee, ABC News, Seoul.
One of the missiles is believed to have failed and landed near the capital of Pyongyang. Defense officials have confirmed several U.S. military bases in Europe are under a heightened state of alert. Bases moved to Force Protection Condition Charlie, the second highest level, over the weekend. Officials say the change is in response to an incident or the likelihood of a terrorist action, but they've not revealed any details. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An audit says it's taking longer for the state of Wisconsin Crime Lab to process sexual assault evidence kits. Tests are supposed to be done in 6 months, but the Legislative Audit Bureau says it's taking closer to 9 months. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling late last week means abortions will still be available in emergencies, at least for now. The case comes from Idaho, where doctors say they're still concerned about the prospect of going to jail.
It's already hard enough to make these critical decisions in the moment. And if you're stuck on, okay, I can go down path A, but I'm not allowed to go down path B, that is very confusing for both clinicians and the patients and the shared decision making that we do.
Dr. Stella Dantas is president of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents of boater safety. According to a press release, DNR officials say area law enforcement and state park wardens will be out in the coming days to ensure everybody on the waters is sailing sober. State law prohibits anyone with a blood alcohol content of 0.08% or higher from operating a boat. DNR officials are also reminding residents that wearing a life jacket when boating could save your life if something goes wrong. Chippewa Valley Technical College was named in a cyber workforce strategy report from the White House earlier this week. According to a press release from the college, the school was named in the White House's National Cyber Workforce and Education Strategy Initial Stages of Implementation report. It was cited as one of six colleges in Wisconsin that has the designation of National Centers of Academic Excellence in Cybersecurity. The college also offers an advanced technical certificate for those already in the field. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers head to Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers open a 4-game series tonight against the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. Milwaukee with a 7-1 win over the Cubs thanks to another grand slam by Bryce Turang. How have the Brewers been able to tie a major league record with 5 grand slams in just 8 games? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a secret plan how to hit homers with the bases loaded. We bought it. It was a recipe online and we got it.
Meanwhile, the Cubs losing their 7th consecutive series on the road. road, Craig Counsell asked if starter Kyle Hendricks looked overwhelmed, giving up a home run to Yelich and a grand slam to Terang in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a little bit, right? Look, we can still get out of that inning, too. And it's, you know, it's a 3-1 game, and he made some pitches, and they put him over the fence.
NBA, Paul George has told the Clippers he'll not return. He might be headed to Philadelphia. Meanwhile, there's been a rumor for weeks the Bucks were shopping 36-year-old Brook Lopez around, but so far, no new developments. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some thunderstorms and the potential for a little heavy rain tonight into tomorrow. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tomorrow. Today, partly cloudy, breezy, up to 75. 53 tonight, scattered thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
From downtown.
Move it!
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
Yeah. 98 Q Country.
See you and me riding like Bonnie and Clyde. Going 95, burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. She loves shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull into the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. Get up, drop the tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing any Daisy Dukes, girl. She got you tapping on the boy show. Hey, dog, check this out. Man, it's how them girls do it in the dirty south, yeah. She have you on the knee, can I marry you? And tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Times. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on. So tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. Get up, drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up?
Today's hottest country is on.
It doesn't get any better than this.
It don't get better than that.
98 Q Country.
Boom, 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 boom.
Got a house down a back road. I got a flag on the front porch. I got a dog named Waylon. I got a driveway that needs paving. I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes. I got friends in low places. Yeah, life is what you're making. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I got a girl named Sheila. She goes batch on tequila. Got a job that gets the job done. I got a loan at the bank, it's a big one. The only place you might see my name is on a wall for a good time call. I'm a local legend on a Friday night in a Pabst Blue Ribbon neon light. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk. In the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down. Down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky-tonk.
We'll be right back.
Combs there. He just puts out a song. It doesn't even matter. You can just record him singing in the shower. It'll go number one. That's the way. That's how popular Luke Combs is right now. I think he's probably the number one male artist. Luke Bryan fans might have a little something to say about that. It's called Ain't No Love in Oklahoma, 98Q Country, 19 past 9. Looks to be a dry day today. Some rain, maybe a half inch of rain late tonight and into tomorrow. Ileana's here. We need more rain, right, Ileana?
Oh, yeah, more rain.
Yeah, right.
Did you hear the sarcasm?
Yes, I heard the sarcasm, yeah. We got plenty of rain. As long as we can get this out of the way before 4th of July, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
I want to wish happy 19th birthday to Josh Petzl, who is celebrating today. Josh, happy birthday to you from your family there. We'll put you in for the cake drawing, which is coming up on Friday, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. We will not be here Thursday, but we will be here on Friday the 5th because we're dedicated employees. Somebody could clip that out, send it to my boss. I'd appreciate that. 4th of July Thursday right now is looking pretty good. Looks like 77 and very little chance of rain, if any, for the 4th of July on Thursday. So what is your family, you have a tradition that your family does for the 4th of July, or do you guys just feel something different every year?
Last year we did like a friend day, and that was really fun. We had a big group of friends. We played slip and slide kickball. So all the bases were like little mini pools from like, I don't know, Walmart, the dollar store, whatever. And then in between you put tarps. So you have to like slide. Yeah. We do dish soap and then water, and it's really slippery. It's lots of fun. I got hit with the ball quite a few times last year. It's, you know, you get a few marks and then you're nice and wet, and you get dish soap in your eyes. You're like, oh, I can't see, but it's fun.
Did you have the ambulance service on hand?
No, just hoping nothing happens.
Yeah, that sounds painful.
And then went out on the boat and went swimming and then tried to watch the fireworks, but it was raining really. It was raining a lot last year, so hoping this year it's just nice weather.
And yeah, we got great fireworks in Park Falls and Phillips. Phillips always has great fireworks. Yep. And for years, and when I lived in Phillips, the fireworks were literally right across from my house. So I could just kind of go out in the front yard and just kind of put out the cheer, which was always really nice.
It'll be a lot of fun this year because, you know, it's music in the park that day as well. So there's going to be a lot of people in town. And then I think now they're doing, because last year they did the fireworks right at Elk Park. They used to do them over by like Lionite, that area. But no, I think they're doing them in Elk Park. So lots of people in town and music in the park and then the fireworks. So it'll be fun.
And then I think there's the Arts and Crafts Fair again this weekend, I believe. And then there's a rodeo, too.
Yep, rodeo. I'm going on Friday. I'm excited.
Yeah, they had a big crowd there last year. It was huge. So it's a big event. They do a great job out there. That's at the fairgrounds. So get your tickets for that. You can always call the Chamber and Phillips for any questions you may have on that. A lot of businesses are selling them also. Saturday also, it's back. The Phillips Lions Spirit of America Fun Run Walk is Saturday also. Registration, it continues at Race Roster is where you can sign up. You can use the QR code that is posted on the Phillips Chamber of Commerce Facebook page and Price County Events page also. So it's $20 if you sign up ahead of time, $30 if you wait for the day of. You get a nice shirt. It's a wonderful way to get some exercise over the 4th of July weekend, and it's a good fundraiser, too, for our area charities like the Phillips Lions and such. So I hope you'll support that. Always a lot of people walking around town on Saturday of that event. And Park Falls has their 4th of July on the 4th with the parade, and then everything kind of goes down to the Legion, and then there's fireworks kind of over by the ball fields over there here in Park Falls. So hope it's a good 4th of July. Can't believe we're halfway through 2024 already. Can you believe that?
Wow.
2024. Yep. Now, this is your graduation year. Yeah. Are you seeing, I'm one of those people where I'll think of a year and I'll think that year is so far away. That's just too far away. When you were younger, like in junior high or something, and you knew that you were the class of 24.
Yeah, it
that
felt seemed like, so far away.
Yeah.
Yep. And now it's out there. Yeah, it's here.
It's here and kind of gone.
Yeah,
graduation.
It's crazy.
Anyway, yeah. So 2024, half over. Congratulations. You made it halfway anyway.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun!
It's a wild world. It's a wild world.
humor's acute. Libra with a zebra, it's up to you.
It's a wild blood, wildlife world.
Highway 70, 2 miles west of Minocqua.
Rev up your engines at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.99, complete with up to 6 quarts, plus a free multi-point vehicle inspection. Add tire rotation for just $24.99, and enjoy free tire rotations for life of the tires with any tire purchase. Ask about our oil change loyalty program and rest easy with 24/7 towing. Visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin to help support the Old Abe Memorial Park Project.
Bowen's Bus Service would like to salute the brave men and women of our armed forces. You can help our soldiers by donating blood. 1 pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Be a silent hero. Get out and donate blood for our soldiers. This message is courtesy of the Bowen family and the staff of Bowen's Bus Service, your safe and dependable school bus company serving the Rhinelander School District. Bowen's Bus Service. On the air because they care.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a banana bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm personal price plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling, just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover Cashback Match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Honor Black history in baseball at Brewers Negro Leagues tribute game on August 18th, presented by Aurora Healthcare. Celebrate with a community night ticket, and you'll get a Milwaukee Bears hat. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
July 4th doorbusters are happening now at Lowe's. For a limited time only, save $70 on a Charbroil 4-burner Performance Series gas grill. Was $249, now $179. And get 50% off Harbor Breeze 48-foot LED outdoor string lights to brighten up your patio for summer. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 7-1. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
All of your favorite country music.
Listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98 Q Country.
Talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but she needs some blue every now and then.
so long without her reckless touch. I don't remember life before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her, showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built, she saw a canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Mr. Riley Green and A Damn Good Day to Leave, new stuff from 98Q Country at 9:37. Joel here. Ileana's here. She was up. You were up early today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Swimming pool.
Yeah. I worked at the pool at 5:30.
All right. The pool hopping that early in the morning? What's going on there?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, today there was the most people we probably get is like 10 in the morning. So we had about six today, six or seven, I think.
This is the Phillips indoor pool we're talking about.
Yeah.
So outdoor pool in Park Falls will be a little bit chilly at 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. It was like 41 degrees here this morning. You guys, the indoor pool still stays pretty busy, though, in the summer, right? With lessons and stuff?
Yeah, we have lessons, and we have the morning swim. And then, you know, sometimes we just get birthday parties and stuff like that. And big groups of kids will come in, you know, stay out of the sun, come in the pool.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a nice mix that we have the indoor pool in Phillips and the outdoor pool in Park Falls. So depending on the day, you can enjoy either one.
Yeah, definitely.
The weather won't affect you. Interesting fact of the day today, time capsule. Have you ever done a time capsule? Or do you know what a time capsule is?
I think I did, and then I buried it, and I don't remember where I buried it.
You did it just like yourself? Or
I definitely put, like, a candy bar and, like, a penny in there or something and buried it, but you know, I'll never find it. Someone will find it in a few years.
The most disappointing time capsule ever. 200 years down the road, someone will say, "Ooh, look, it's from 2018. Look at this time capsule." And they're like, "Ooh, the cool things that'll be in there." There's a, first of all, they'll look at the penny and say, "Remember when they used to have pennies?"
Yeah.
They won't even be around.
That's kind of scary, actually.
And they'll be like, "Ooh, Snicker bar. Those are still good." What's the deal with a Snicker bar? 200 years later, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
But I've often thought it'd be so cool to stumble upon a time capsule in my wife and I's ventures in different houses and finding things in the ground and garages. I've always dreamed of a time capsule. How about this one? How cool would it be to open up a time capsule from 1795 when Paul Revere and Samuel Adams put a time capsule together back in 1795?
Wow.
And it was opened in 2015. How cool would that be to find... It might be disappointing, though, too. I don't know. Here is a pencil. Ooh.
Wow.
I don't know what else it'd be. But, yeah. But you still see some high school projects will do that. They'll bury a time capsule. And I've often thought that burying it is kind of dangerous because you're kind of taking a risk that it'll survive, right?
Yeah.
And they'll actually find it. I think having a time capsule and, like, putting it... I don't know, on display somewhere. I guess if you bury it, you're guaranteed that it won't get destroyed like by a tornado, but you're risking then that nobody will ever find it, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, what...
You should buy a metal detector and go out and look for some.
Yeah.
You gotta take it and try to find my old one.
I've got a...
I want that candy bar. No, I'm just kidding.
So you buried it like on the property of where you lived?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was like when I, well, it's out of my grandma's, but this is like when I first had moved to Phillips. So I'm originally from Ashland, but I moved to Phillips. But yeah, my grandma's, I think it's in her backyard. I think I'm remembering, like, I didn't even ask for permission. I just started digging. I put it in like a little, you know, the box is probably destroyed by now, though. It wasn't like a sturdy box, I remember. But it was just some random stuff.
Might find the candy wrapper and the penny, but the penny is metal detector. That'll scan them. On the metal detector. So, yeah, get to work back there. If anybody wants a Snicker bar, just go to the Ileana's grandma's backyard. There you go. Firewood hopes you're enjoying your summer. They want to let you know that the best time is right now to get your winter firewood delivered. That way you can have peace of mind knowing that you're all ready for the upcoming cold winter weather. Plus, there's no time like the present to design a new dream pier. You can have it installed now and enjoy it the rest of the summer and into the fall season. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road, Phillips, Wisconsin.
The VFW Post 5729 and Post 147 invites you out to the Taylor County Fairgrounds in Medford Thursday, July 25th at 7 p.m. for the Grandstand Show, presenting a tribute to the legends of country music featuring Red Higgins and Freedom Train. Advance tickets are $20 and at the gate tickets are $25. Enjoy raffles throughout the evening and proceeds will go to benefit the VFW 5729 building project. Tickets are available at Forward Bank and at Abbey Bank in Medford and Abbotsford.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state. And it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade. And if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power. Power.
98Q Country.
I was out taking shots, throwing down at the spot. Three sheets, just me and the guys. Every single Saturday night I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not to catch a tan. Cause I was under them neon lights every single Saturday night, yeah. Everybody knew they could find me there. On a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night. Now when I'm out having a drink or two, if they see me, well, they see you. Cause girl, I got you by my side every single Saturday night, yeah. Every now and then the boys tell me they miss me. Oh, but they all get it cause they were right there with me. Yeah, with me when sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. The last time that I'd buy a drink for a girl I'd never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door. But damn if I didn't find what I wasn't even looking for. Baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night.
'98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. '98Q Country.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you been. Don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gon' be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about,
are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine, just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about? Are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine, just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Yeah, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me?
All right, Morgan Wallen and 98Q Country. I know some people went to Country Fest. I think that was in Kadot, I believe, this past weekend. I lose track of some of the celebrations going on. We've got Hodag and Rhinelander and many other country music festivals. We love those here, Minnesota, Wisconsin. You ever been to any of those, Ileana?
I have not, no. I have a friend's grandparents who still go to Rockfest, though. So Rockfest is a fun one. That's in Kadot as well.
I think that's this weekend, I think.
July 17th. So 2 weeks now. Two weeks from now, yeah.
I think they do it at the same grounds as the country one.
Yep. So
right?
Country Fest and Rockfest are at the same grounds.
Yeah, they had a great lineup for Country Fest of artists.
Yeah.
I could go for a day. The camping overnight thing, I don't think I could do that. I think I'm getting too old to put up with other people for that long. And yeah. I'm not a big drinker and a big partier, but I could definitely go for a late morning afternoon stint at one of those.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Man, I sound old, don't I? I really do. I wonder who's coming to Rockfest. I'll have to take a look at that and see. Because Rockfest is, you see a lot of guys, you know, 50s, 60s, but they can still rock out pretty good.
Yeah,
you
know? I know you're telling me.
They were big stars. So 4th of July obviously is a big, big weekend. We've got a very unique situation with the 4th of July on a Thursday this year. So I know some of the, I saw that, I think Presque Isle, Manitouish Waters had some fireworks this past weekend. So if you look around, you might be able to catch fireworks like maybe every day of the week, at least Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Anyway, I know Park Falls and Phillips fireworks are on Thursday itself. So who you got? You just find anybody for Rockfest yet?
I don't know. It's not showing me. What is going on here?
Rock and roll. We have Brewer baseball tonight. It was just random. On the left coast tonight, Brewers are going to take on the Colorado Rockies 7:40 tonight, tomorrow night, and Wednesday night, and Thursday night at 7:10. So a 4th of July evening. 7:10 Brewers. So four night games in a row, actually, and then they're going to go to the Dodgers and do one at 9:10. So at least it's not too late. 7:40 is an acceptable start time for the Brewers, and the Rockies will try to keep their Grand Slam streak going out in Denver. All right. Any luck at all?
Oh, boy, yeah. It says Jelly Roll is the main one that's going to be there.
Wait a minute. I thought he was country.
What?
I thought Jelly Roll was country.
Are they?
No. You're right.
Okay.
No, he's like rock. The country and rock line are very, very blurred right now. So, okay, Jelly Roll at Rockfest. All right.
30 Seconds to Mars, Shinedown, Parkway Drive, Beartooth.
Okay.
I don't know how to say it. Chevelle.
Chevelle.
Chevelle. Right. The Who.
The Who? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Maybe have, what, one remaining member? I don't know. See, these groups... A lot of them don't have any remaining members left, but they still have the entity of the group, the Who, and there's other ones too, like Leonard Skinner, where there's like no band members left. There may be one or two, but some of them, there's none of them, but they still are the Who, and they come as the Who doing their songs, and people are just like, hey, we remember that. We remember the guys who used to be in the Who. Yeah. All right.
There's, I know, 1 year I think Snoop Dogg was supposed to go or something.
To Rockfest?
Yeah, to Rockfest or something, and then he backed out last minute. Sense. I know some people were kind of mad about that.
You know that Snoop Dogg is a reporter for the Olympics this year.
And what?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Exactly. Perfect response. So I was watching it. Last week I was watching some of the track and field qualifying at various locations all around the all around the country. And Snoop Dogg was there. And he is funny.
Oh, okay. I did see a video of him. Like, I don't know if he was running on a track or what. Yeah. So that makes sense.
He lightens it up a little bit because the Olympics to me is very uptight. It's very uptight. And people are, I don't know. But Snoop brings a whole new level to it. He doesn't go into it knowing the, you know, who's the favorite or who should right. win this heat. He just goes into it with a Snoop Dogg attitude. It was last week, they said, all right, let's go down to Snoop Dogg, who is by the pole vault. So he's down there, and he's sitting on the pole vault mat. You know, he's sitting on the pole vault mat. And he's like, man, he says, these guys jump. That bar is up there like 18 feet, man. That's high. He says, that's really high. I know about getting high. Just like, really? This is what we're doing for the Olympics?
Yeah, guess so.
But he would go out on the track, and he would crack up the sprinters and stuff like that and just do what Snoop Dogg does.
That's funny.
And I think Snoop Dogg in London, I think, is going to be pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's pretty good. Pretty good. The Olympics, I believe, start July 26th or somewhere around that last week of July.
Okay.
So I think it'll be worth watching.
Worth the watch.
Just to
yeah.
see him. All right, Eliana, we'll see you on Wednesday. You coming in?
Maybe? Yep. All yep. Right. Sounds good.
You'll be back Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow morning. We've got John St. John in next. I'll actually be filling in for Gray this afternoon, as he's on vacation and he will return tomorrow.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Play at the lake that pays this summer at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and receive up to $200 free play. And download the Lake of the Torches Slots app for free online games. Satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffets or mouth-watering entrees. Then let your night come alive with fabulous entertainment. Summer's more fun at the lake.
We're going to jump in here quick and chat with Pete from Wheelway because we've got a lot of great things going on at Wheelway this summer. Folks need their oil change, Pete. Oil changes have gotten a little bit expensive some places. You guys are doing it right down there. Tell us what you got for oil changes.
Well, we're still holding the price firm. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, and we have many other discounts available going until the end of July.
Now, with summer travel coming up, that oil change includes a complete checkover of a lot of different points on the vehicle, right?
Correct. 60-point inspection test. We'll be able to look over the vehicle. The mechanic will let you know exactly if you need air filters, transmission change, a lot of many different things that cover that 60-point inspection test.
People should hang on to that flyer, too, that they got, because there's a lot of discounts in that flyer, right?
A lot of savings, absolutely. Many discounts, those coupons end July 31st. Pretty much covers everything that your car would need to be fixed and roadworthy. 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Yeah, Pete down at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
with AutoPay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some thunderstorms and the potential for a little heavy rain tonight into tomorrow. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tomorrow. Today, partly cloudy, breezy, up to 75. 53 tonight, scattered thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long,
98Q Country.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three.